Why science fiction is so big. Science fiction has exploded since the year 2000, capturing our imaginations and inspiring writers. So, how did it become the new mainstream?
How big is science fiction today?
Just take a look at the list of the world's most successful movies. Only 2 out of the top 10 do not qualify as some kind of sci-fi and fantasy. The genre is almost as dominant on TV, making it by far the most popular type of fiction in the 21st century. This is quite different to the last century, when science fiction and fantasy both had dedicated niches of fans, but rarely penetrated the general public, let alone approached cultural domination.
What's the difference between science fiction and fantasy?
Strictly speaking, science fiction is a speculative genre that is based on some kind of realism, space travel, future technologies, alternate societies, and so on. Fantasy is a purely imaginative genre that can include magic and mythical creatures, such as in Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings. But the two genres often meet in a middle ground you could call science fantasy. Star Wars is a science fantasy, for example, but Star Trek is pure sci-fi. And Marvel completely mashes the two genres into its own cultural smoothie.
Why has science fiction become so popular?
Partly because improvements in special effects have permitted the ideas in sci-fi and fantasy to be expressed more realistically and spectacularly. But the same technology is now used across all cinema genres to create everything from ancient cities and battle scenes to perfect sunsets and de-aged actors. It's so prevalent that most of the time we're not aware of it. As such, the rise of sci-fi seems more to be a product of society than anything else. It is the genre that best explores the questions and anxieties we have today.
What anxieties does science fiction explore?
Many questions that sci-fi writers have been asking themselves for decades about futuristic tech are now no longer hypothetical. For instance, everyone acknowledges that we urgently need to consider the potential problems of AI. Problems that sci-fi has raised in stories like 2001: A Space Odyssey, 1968, The Terminator, 1984, or Blade Runner, 1982. But AI is just one of many classic science fiction themes with relevance to our lives today. Climate change and ecological catastrophe, dehumanizing technology, overpowerful corporations, loss of individual privacy and freedom, and so on.
Is sci-fi never optimistic about the future?
The genre has gone through phases. Up to the late 1960s, it was generally more optimistic about the future than from the 70s onwards. But despite all the dystopias and apocalyptic visions it offers today, the positive side of sci-fi is still present. In the 60s, for example, Star Trek posited a bright future for humanity in which Cold War enmities were long forgotten and mankind had become peaceful. A current TV series, such as The Orville, Disney Plus, remains in that optimistic vein of sci-fi, focusing on a future in which today's tensions over gender politics, religion, and economic inequality have long been resolved. Let's hope that side of sci-fi is ultimately proved correct.